Blog Talk Radio.
Into home, Helen R. Ministry of Empowerment. Welcome home. Truly today is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad. I hear the scripture say, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. We come today to lift up the wonderful and the massive name of Jesus to show forth his praise on today. And I'd like to take this time and this moment to welcome all of my listeners from all around the world. And I want you to know truly today is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad. And I want you, no matter what you're going through or facing on today, recognize and know without a shadow of a doubt that God is in control of absolutely everything. And we must put our trust and confidence in our God, because truly he is worthy of all the praise, glory, and honor. On today, we do have another glorious and beautiful lesson on today. It's called Faith Possibility. We have been looking in the book of Hebrews over the last couple of weeks and just gleaning stuff from the rich word of God in the book of Hebrews. And we're going to look at that again on today from the book of Hebrews. We're going to look at chapter number 11, verse number 1 through verse number 3. Also, we'll look at verse 6, as well as verse number 13 through 16. And again, that's Hebrews chapter 11. And we'll look at several of the passages of scripture throughout that particular text. But I want to admonish your heart today and just to encourage you as never before to look up and live, because our redemption draws nigh. And just to be encouraged as never before, recognizing and knowing that God truly does have all power in his hand and that God will truly do all things but fail. As we continue to look unto him, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. In essence, God wrote your faith out. Before you were even born, he authored out your faith. He written your story and how that your faith will carry you through. And so we as children of God, we must rest in the confidence of knowing that our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, he authored our faith. And so as we look at faith's possibility on today, I want you to keep that in your heart and mind and just to bear in mind that God got it, and he will work it out for you. It's not according to what you have, but according to your faith, and what you're able to believe that God is able to do in and through the lives of his people. I am just so excited about the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Don't you know God is doing great wonders among his people? He's doing some marvelous things among the people of God. And all we have to do is just hold on and hold forth to God's unchanging hand. He that will come shall come, and he will not tarry. So be encouraged, child of God. I don't care what you're facing on today, what you're going through today. God is all-powerful. He shed enough blood to prevail against the adversary. All you need to do is open your mouth and plead the blood or speak the word, because God said he watches over his word to perform it. And what we as the children of God, we must begin to speak the word in the atmosphere. Speak the word of God. I'll say that again. In the atmosphere over your children and your children's children, over their future, over every step that they take in their life, over all of their decisions that they will have to make. We must speak the word and send the word forth. God still yet have power. There's still power in that wonder-working blood of the Lamb. And so I just wanted to admonish your heart and encourage you on today that God is able and God will and shall do it in and through the lives of his people. So take heart and be encouraged and watch God work it out on your behalf. I don't know who I'm talking to today, maybe all around this world, globally. That word, I want to go out and set in your spirit today. God will do it. God will open the door. God will perform a wonder. God will perform a miracle on your behalf. All you need to do is take him at his word and trust him and never doubt, because he truly will bring you out. Yes, he will, with a mighty outstretched hand. So let's take a moment and let us take and look at our scriptures for today. Again, it's in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 11, verse number 1 through 3, and verse number 6, verse 13 through 16. And it reads on this line. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the world was framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of the things which do appear. Verse 6, but without faith it's impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now, I want to just stop right there for just a moment, and I want us to begin just to elaborate for just a moment in regards to faith. It said, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. Don't you know that God has given every man, woman, boy, and girl a measure of faith? Now, what we do with our faith is up to us, our own volition, our own will, wherever we put our faith in, whether some will put their faith in their job, some will put their faith in their ability, some will put their faith in other things, objects, or things. But when you put your faith in God, in the word of God, in the things of God, God will reward you as you diligently seek him. He will reward you, your children, and your children's children. He will reward them. So I come to share with you as never before that the reward of the Lord is for the children of God as you diligently seek him. Now, we talked a couple of days ago and a couple of podcasts ago in regards about living in the third dimension. It takes your faith to propel you to that level to be able to begin to trust God and have your confidence in the word of God and the things of God. The more you trust him, the more God is going to manifest himself unto you. He's going to manifest himself in the various facets of who he is. The Bible said that he said, I am who I say I am. And when he put the I am there out in the atmosphere, out in the universe, reverberating around and still yet reverberating around in the universe of the I am, whatever you need, God said, I am, and I will be that for my people. And so we as children of God, we must engage ourselves in acknowledging him. I don't care how heavy it may seem. Oh, shallow bullshit. I don't care how hard the test may be. I don't care how many setbacks you may have in your life. I don't care how many bad decisions that you have. Just as soon as you turn yourself around and put your confidence in God, in the things of God, lining up your life with his commandment and his will, he will begin to manifest himself unto you. I hear the Bible said, one will water, one will plant, one will water, but he will bring forth the increase. God is always going to bring forth increase in the life of his people as we are trusting him. The more we trust him, the more we call on him, the more we seek him, the more he's going to manifest himself unto us as the people of God. He'll show himself to be strong and mighty in battle. But again, that measure of your faith, where do you put it in? In your ability to logically work the problem and strategically work it out? Well, I hear the scripture say, he that think himself to be wise must become a fool that he may be wise. And that's what God is saying, is that when you begin to present yourself before me as one who is in need of the Savior, the God of the Creator, and things to help and to lead in God, I will guide you and lead you into all truth. Now, if we don't stop, if we don't yield, if we don't hold up and things and take time to commune with him and take time to yield ourselves completely and totally over unto the supreme reign of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, let me stop here for just a moment, because this, again, God is just leading us in his own way on this day, and we're just going to follow the leading of the Lord. Here we must learn, children of God. It's one thing to have the Holy Ghost, and it's one thing to have Jesus Christ in your life, but it's key to have the Lord Jesus Christ to be the supreme reign in your life. He must reign supreme in your life, not things, not ambitions, not agenda, not gifts and talents, not even our hopes or aspiration, which those things are good and things, but what needs to reign supreme in our life is the Lord Jesus Christ, allowing him to reign supreme in our thoughts, supreme in our motives, supreme in our character, supreme in our life, and where we move and live and have our being should be in Christ Jesus. That's that third dimension where God is trying to get the body of Christ to corporately move into that dimension as he's cleansing and washing the body of Christ. Oh, child of God, he's soon to come, and he's coming for a church without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. He's crying out, lining up the body. He's putting it back in decency and in order. He's turning the minds and the spirits of his people and his bride. He's getting a people out of a people for his name. That's what the word said. Oh, it's one thing to have your name on the roll at church, but it's something else to be a member in the body of Christ. That's the ultimate level that God is trying to get his people to be, a member of the body of Christ. And becoming the member of the body of Christ, what God will do at that particular time, you'll begin to reign with him. He'll begin to manifest himself unto you in manners in which you don't even know or can even fathom in your own mind, because he is just that type of God. And so as we begin to put our trust and turn our hearts and our mind totally, completely back towards God and the things of God, and welcome him back into our lives, total and supreme, yielding unto the Spirit of the Lord. There's no other way, child of God. We must walk in the Spirit, after the Spirit, and let God walk in and through our lives as we allow the Word of God to abide in us. We must let the Word abide in us. Now, I was so blessed when God gave me a revelation. He began to say, Holla, tell my people it's okay to listen to the songs and praises. Those are good. They create atmosphere where I can dwell in. But he said, Helen, please remind them that I gave them my precious word, which has power. He created this whole world by his power of his word. And that word that he's given, which is the Bible, and then as we begin to read the word, understand the promises, and depositing the word of God down within our lives and our mind, let it be embedded into our mind, embedded into our spirit, embedded into our soul, and then that is the ultimate place, because you will know the principles of God. You can speak out of your mouth. And God said that because my word abide in you and I abide and abide in you, you can ask me what you will, and it shall be done for you or the Father, because he is abiding in you. And so when that word abide inside of you, you can ask of God. Oh, child of God, is real. The principles of God. God is calling the body back into focus and to back centering themselves back around the things of God and not getting caught up in the blessings, because sometimes the blessings are there to celebrate and to thank God for. But guess what? God wants us to keep focused in on what he's doing in the corporate body, in his time in which we're living in right now. Children of God, don't you know we are looking at crisis? We're looking at miracles that are happening, how God is doing things profoundly. Yes, the Bible said that the heart of men was going to fail them because of fear, many things that are transpiring and taking place right now. But I come to be that voice crying in the wilderness on today, crying loud unto the people of God and saying unto you, hold fast. Children of God, keep your mind on Jesus. He will keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on the Lord. Yes, distractions are coming. The same blood that was shed over 2,000 years ago is still yet powerful and still yet have that dunamis power that it had over 2,000 years ago. Plead it and watch the evil and the wicked one will not prevail against the blood. Oh, child of God, take the name of Jesus. We must keep our confidence and our trust and our faith in the name of Jesus. He is the high priest. He's the advocate. He's the one who maketh propitiation between us and God, sitting there on the right hand of God, maketh intercession, who took his own blood, sprinkled it upon the mercy seat, the same one that took the keys from the devil in hell and shook him in his face and led the captive free, the same one, oh yes, the same one walked on the face of this earth and healed the sick, raised the dead, gave sight back unto the blind, the same one that gave the demoniac his right mind, the same one that met the woman by the well, the same one who told her everything that she did, and she left her water pot and ran and began to tell everyone and evangelize and tell everyone because she had seen Jesus. She probably was the first apostle, okay, because she seen Jesus and she was sent. She went and told everyone that she could tell about a man that who told her all everything about her life. And she said, come see a man. And I come to tell you today, child of a God, we must go and see the man, that man named Jesus, hallelujah, who have all power in his hand and that can do all things but fail. We bring glory to him today. We bring honor unto him today. We bring his majesty back unto him on today, because he alone is worthy of the praise and worthy of the glory and honor that's due unto his name. So faith, child of God, your faith is important in the kingdom of God. Let's take a look at it here. Let's look at how faith is the evidence, faith, the evidence that which is finished, proof, or give grounds for belief. It is to make clear rather than an act. Faith is a state of mind. It is the eye of the soul. So here we find that your faith is a state of mind. And two, faith is the eye of your soul. So when we begin to examine, I hear the scripture says to examine ourselves to see whether we even be in the faith. And so here it let us know that we must begin to look at ourselves and begin to say, now, am I operating out of faith? Or am I operating out of fear? Or am I operating out of disbelief? What are you operating out of? Is it out of the mind of faith and trusting God totally and completely? Or are you trusting that which you used to know or trusting the way they used to do it? Or are you living in faith on today? And it's very, very important because it's going to enable one to see the invisible and the eternal. Now, when you are living and operating out of the bowels of faith, the mind of faith, God will show you things in the faith realm that you cannot see in the natural realm, nor comprehend even in the natural realm. It would take the eye of faith, which is the eye of our soul, of our spirit, that God will reveal it to us by faith. One of the things that I do recognize what God will do, he will take you to the end product and let you see what the manifestation of what it will look like or what it will happen and things. And then what he will do, he will bring you all the way back and say, now I want you to walk it out, that which you've seen, that which I've shown you in the spiritual realm. Now I want you to live it out because you already seen it in the eye of faith. Now I want you to now begin to walk in it and to allow it to manifest in your life. That's how faith will work. God will show you, or God will give you a word. He'll give you a vision. He'll give you a dream. He will show you everything, and then he will bring you all the way back and begin to show you. And then sometimes he may not show all of it, but you just have a inclination down in your spirit of what it's supposed to be or what is going to happen. Or while you was a child, he perhaps may have shown you something as a child, and now you're seeing it come into fruition because he's shown you even as a child that through the eyes of faith, the invisible of what he's getting ready to do in and through the lives of his people. And so, children of God, once you tap into that realm of faith, God himself will begin to commune with you. And you can take your faith and purchase it through the power, because faith is the purchasing power that we have in heaven. Just like we have currency down here, the American dollar and the monies in the various countries, and to be able to purchase things, you have purchasing power in heaven. And what we must begin to do is take that seed of faith and begin to purchase the things that we have need of as children of God. Whether it's salvation for your unsaved loved ones, whether it's for God to open a door, whether it's for God to make a way out of no way. I was with someone on yesterday, and we began to talk, and I began to share with them. I said, I'm going to take my favor and my faith, and I'm going to have it to go before me to get this what I needed. And lo and behold, when I put that faith before us and openly declared it, boldly spoke it out of my mouth, and things, I went into the place of business and got just what we needed, because we've taken our faith, the favor that God has given, and took it to the earth spiritual realm and decreed it in the spiritual realm, and God manifested it in the earthly realm. We must allow the word of God to abide oh, strongly in us. And it behooves us, children of God, to begin to sit down and just read the word of God. Just allow it to be able to saturate your heart and saturate your mind with the word of God. Because the more you stay in the word of God, the more God is going to unfold his will for you, and that word is going to abide in you. Now let's see how this works. The Bible said that his word has gone out of his mouth and it's not going to return unto him void, but it's going to accomplish that wherein which it has been sent. Oh, see, look at the principle. You get the word in you. You open your mouth and send the word. And if you send in it and say, God, I send your word according to your will, God said that once his word has gone out of his mouth and your mouth now becomes the mouthpiece of God, now you're sending forth his word and you're sending it to that thing, God said that it shall accomplish that thing in which it has been sent to. And so it's sending the word, child of God, to that thing in which God wanted to perform it. See, when we pray, child of God, when we open up our mouth and begin to pray, guess what we're doing? We're releasing God to work on our behalf. We are releasing the dunamis power to begin to operate on our behalf. We'll begin to release the angels of the Lord to move forward to gather in the things that God needs. We begin to propel the church, propel the body of Christ into the place where God wanted to be at. Oh, you know what, child of God, can I tell you something? And I heard the Holy Ghost just shoot through my mind again. He said, tell my people, he's concerned about the body now, the body of Christ. Yes, sometimes we think about the church, but God said, no, it's much bigger. I'm looking at the body all throughout this world. He's concerned about the body and his kingdom. It's much bigger than our own finite mind. It's bigger than our own thoughts. Because he even invited us. He said, ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seeking, you shall find, and knocking, the door shall be opened. And he said that ask him. And he said he'll show us great and mighty things. But there's another scripture that comes to mind. He said that I'm able to give you exceedingly, thank you, Jesus, abundantly, above all that you ask or think, according to the power, here it is, that worketh within you. There is a power that is inside you, child of God, that is must be released. The more we pray, the more we cry out to God, the more we speak the word, the more we stand on the promises, the more we operate in the principle of God, the more we begin to release the power of God that is inside of us. Oh, yes. Don't be paralyzed in your spiritual faith by the things you hear and see, but you must take a stand on the word of God as never before, and speak forth the word of God, because he said he watched over his word to perform it. And we as children of God, we must begin to speak the word of God and watch God perform it on our behalf. Now, we must recognize that you're not favored for naught. We must take that same favor and go back to God on behalf of those that are lost. Hear me, children of God. Those that are blinded, spiritually blinded. Those that are lost, spiritually lost. Those that are dead, spiritually dead. We must take that same favor. Many times we say, I'm blessed and highly favored of the Lord. But what are you doing with the favor? What are you doing with the power? What are you doing with that which God has given unto us? What about those that don't know him, that he loved and that he died for and that he paid the ultimate price for them? What are we doing in that aspect? aspect of those that are lost? Are we travailing for them? Are we picking up the phone, calling them and inviting them? Are we giving ourselves the patience for them and letting them know that God still loves them in spite of their condition or where they're at in their life right now, and showing them the love of God, as opposed to pushing them away and turning up our nose when we see them dressed a certain way? Are we still yet having a travail down in our spirit and saying, God, we know you're able to do it. God, we know you're able to change their appetite. We know you're able to give them a change of mind, because, God, you gave us a change of mind. You gave us a change of appetite. You gave us a change of clothes. You gave us a change. You translated us into the kingdom of your own Son, the Son of Righteousness. You came and you did it for us. And God, we know without a shadow of doubt that you can do it for my sister or do it for my brother, because we're trusting you with our whole heart, mind, and soul that you will be able to do it exceedingly, abundantly, and above all that we ask. Start asking. Keep asking. One of the things that in that whole frame of asking, now, some have grown up in their lifetime and was told not to ask and things, and was told that, you know, don't you dare ask for that, or don't ask for this and things. But we must recognize, we must cancel out the old tape in your mind that has stopped you from asking, and start asking God for big things, the greater things, and asking of God. He said it is according to the power that worketh within you. He said, ask, and see, he'll do more abundantly, exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. And then even as we think, he said, I'm bigger than that. He said, even if you can even conjure in your mind the biggest thing in your mind, God said, I'm bigger than that. And so after we begin to take that time to ask of God, God will do it on behalf of his people. I'm talking about faith today, taking your pure faith. The Bible said the just shall live by faith. Begin to open up your mouth and say, increase is coming to me today. And just keep speaking and speaking it out of your mouth. Healing is coming to me today. That's why the Bible said, let the sick say they well. Let the weak say them strong, that they are strong. And see, the more we get into the Bible, begin to read the Bible, we'll begin to understand that which what God wants us to do. The more we say, God, I'm healed, I'm well, and things, I'm strong, I'm standing in the power of God's mouth, because there is a created force that is going out of your mouth, and that's God's force, his word, is going out of your mouth. And see, one of the things, God is not going to make you speak his word. You got to speak it because you know it's right. And when you begin to speak it and allow it to go out, it's going to start accomplishing things for you. And you can see the blessings of the Lord that will begin to make you rich and add no sorrow because you've spoken it out of your mouth. Oh, child of God, child of God. The Lamb of God, whom was slain over 2,000 years ago, has made the provision for the things of God and his people. He said, I'm giving you everything pertaining unto life and godliness. We must tap back in to the things of God and what God wants to do in and through the lives of his people. Oh, you must hold fast, Father God. And must, as never before, allow God to do it by faith. I don't care what you see. I don't care how hard it seems and how heavy you may feel. It's still according to your faith. Take that grain of faith that is a seed of a mustard seed, and take that faith and begin to move forward in the things of God and say, God, I'm trusting you today. I'm going to acknowledge you, and I want you to lead and guide and direct my path. I'm trusting you for the salvation of my family, my children's children's children, for their success, and that you'll keep and protect them from seen and unseen danger. You must speak it out of your own mouth and watch God bring it to pass. Oh, child of God, he's going to do it. Now, I'm going to, right now, just get ready to open up for just a moment those that would like to have a word for just a moment. I see someone have their hand up. I'm just going to stop for just a moment and entertain their question. Oh. Yes, we now have you on air at this particular time. Unfortunately, I can barely hear you. We were just trying to have a moment of time for someone to come on air, but we were not able to get them connected or hear them at that particular time. So let us go back and to look at the remainder of our lesson. And so let's look at faith is the means of attaining. Faith is the purchasing power. It is our medium of exchange with God. God honors faith wherever he finds it. Now, see, that's why it's important. God honors faith wherever he finds it. So he's looking. He said, when I come back, will I find faith? Or will we be as the children of God being paralyzed by fear or caught in doubt? He said, will I find faith? And so it's the key for us as children of God to cultivate our faith. How do we cultivate our faith? We begin to say, God, you know, I'm trusting you on today in spite of what I feel, in spite of what's going on. I'm putting my trust in your word. I'm putting my trust in the things of God and things continue reading the word of God and continue on in praying and fasting and seeking the heart and the mind of God. Whether one is a child of God or not, God rewards faith. Faith that produce obedience enables elders to obtain a good report. Many of these did not have the written word to inspire them to believe the promises. Some had no elders before them as examples. But all they had was just putting their trust in the word of God, in God. The word of God reports good things to us about the people of faith. Our generation has the advantage of reading the feats of the heroes of faith, in addition to receiving many contemporary reports of miracles, signs, and wonders in our day. Also, many of us have personally experienced miracles and have witnessed miracles in the lives of people we know and whom we worship with. We are blessed and strengthened to know of great achievement by ordinary people because they possess faith in God. This knowledge creates faith in us for miraculous, and we become the beneficiaries of great grace and God's grace. The miraculous thing is that obtaining blessing does not deplete our faith, rather it enhances our faith. And we must recognize the power of God can supply all of our needs through faith. And so we must recognize that it's the power of God and with our faith in him and in his ability to supply all of our needs. Now, many a time what happened is that when we begin to look at how it's being supplied, I think that's what can overthrow the mind of the child of God because it may not be supplied the way that we think it should be supplied. But what God will do, he will supply the need in his own volition, in his own way, and how he wants to do it in and through the lives of his children or his child. Because remember, he is going to get the glory, and he is going to get the honor out of the situation. So what God would do, he would take us and allow us to be in certain situations or even test or trial. But what he wants to do is to get total glory, total honor out of our lives in all of our situations and all of our lives. It will blow your mind of the things that God will do when you render your faith and put your faith and confidence in the power of God. Now, the scripture says, it lets us know that these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Now, as Pastor Orr said earlier, what God would do, he would take us up to us and show it to us and things and show us what the end result was going to be, or he'll allow you to see a vision and see what it looks like in the vision, and then he'll bring you all the way back to the reality of time and have you to walk out that vision. Now, here it is in Scripture, how he said in the Word that he all these died in the faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off and were persuaded. Now, that's that far off, seeing it afar off. Now, even Isaiah, who sometimes we call the eagle-eyed prophet, God allowed him to see all the way down through the line of time about the Messiah, about the crucifixion. And over in the book of Isaiah 53, you can read about it, the gospel prophet who prophesied about the gospel that was going to take place. So it is how Jesus did allow his people to see it all the way down through the line of talent. And so it is in our lives. God will allow that to transpire. Even in our lives, he will allow us to see it and things. And some of us are walking in that which he promised us because we have chosen to become yielded vessels unto God, not just out there doing things, but yielded and in communion with God and accepted the invitation to have access unto him and going. It went on to say, for they said such things, declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they have been mindful of the country from which they came out, they may have the opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly. Wherefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city. Now, let us look further in the fact that our faith will sustain the people of God. It is possible for the inner man to be strengthened through faith after colossal failures of the natural man. Gideon, Barak, Samson, Japheth, David, Samuel are such examples. Both David and Samson committed grievous sins, yet their wickedness did not destroy their faith in God. They recovered significantly for God to etch their name in his hall of fame. In a time where Israel had forsaken God and was being oppressed by the Midianites, an angel summoned Gideon to lead Israel to deliverance. His faith was strengthened by a fierce. The trial of his faith came when his army was reduced from 32,000 to 300. He was greatly encouraged by overhearing the testimony of a Midianite who related a dream. Now, one of the things that I have personally seen, that God will take a handful of people. I've seen it. He will take it all the way down to just three, which is his majority, and things, two or three that are gathered in my name. The majority is that I'm in the midst. He will take ordinary people and use them to do extraordinary things because they have chosen in their mind to be yielded unto the Lord Jesus Christ and his spirit and his power. I have seen God walk things and do things that will literally blow your mind and what God will do for a yielded vessel as you're yielded unto his word, his spirit, unto his command and unto his order and to the way he has established his own kingdom for his people of God to reside in. Now, Barak and Japheth and Samuel allowed their faith to produce an inward courage that could never have been known otherwise. Development of character and integrity are the result of faith being allowed to work in us. Now, I want to stop there for just a moment to expound on another very important aspect for the people of God. Now, the devil knows the word of God, and the devil can quote the word of God as well. But it's the character of a man and the integrity of that man or woman is what God is trying to cultivate, that we can have the same character as he had, as well as integrity. And so anyone can stand and quote the word, but God is looking for someone that is not only standing, quoting, and speaking his word, but a person of integrity and a person of character. And so that's very, very important, because we don't want to misrepresent our God or represent him wrongly. Because what the devil will do, he will raise up someone and things and sin in their life, and they'll be quoting the word of God, but not allowing them to even allow God to touch their character or their integrity. Those are the things that God is trying to mold and shape in our life. And as we allow the word of God to dwell in us, that's where the word begins to shape our character and our integrity. This is for the choir member. This is for the deacon. This is for the elders. This is for the missionaries. This is for every worker, the layman. This is for the lay worker. This is for everybody. God wants to cultivate and change our character to be in the same likeness of our God, a God of integrity, a God with standards in their life, a God that have moral, given moral character unto his people, that we can represent him and come up higher, people of our word, God, the God of his word. And so we must be careful, children of God, that we can represent God in every aspect of our lives that is key for us as children of God. Yes, a choir member, they must live holy and righteous and think just like the man or the woman of God. The musicians, they must live holy and righteous just like the man or the woman of God. They must have their character impeccable, just like God will want us to be in the center of his will and things, to recognize, yes, we'll fall, but we must get up, repent, yes, get it right, go back, ask forgiveness, and things, don't walk all over everybody, and things, don't come in and be renegading and doing your own thing, but you must be submissive to the man or woman God that God's given charge over you. Because we must recognize that God set them in the house to watch over his flock. And however God has that person to line up their church or line up their house and things, it's God that does it. We must pray for the man or the woman of God as they stand on the wall and things. But we as people of God, God wants to produce character, godly character in the body of Christ. Now, David is one of the most well-known and respected leaders the world has ever known. As the most famous ancestor of the Lord Jesus, he towered over others, even Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He was called a man after God's own heart. David's life was very religious, but not altogether consistent. To his credit, he never was tainted by idolatry and was loyal to Jehovah in worship. Evidently, he was able to conquer Jerusalem from the enemy, who was deeply entrenched. He then established it as a capital. And finally, he succeeded in returning the ark to Jerusalem. Israel enjoyed tremendous military victories over their adversary, and the kingdom was enlarged. Blessing and prosperity came through David's devotion to God by worship and leadership. Now, the righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And so here, in David's devotion to God and his worship and his leadership was what was able to be prosperous for the kingdom of God through his devotion. And so men everywhere, your devotion unto God is very, very important. It is key. We must put it at the top priority for our lives as being one of the most important things, more than our own even necessary food. We must recognize that faith makes it possible for us to please God. It is the means by which we operate in the spirit realm, providing us with the means of attaining. It becomes our purchasing power concerning God's provision. It also enables us to understand the mystery of the kingdom. Before the flood, when knowledge was minimal, faith played a very important role. Because of faith, Abel sacrificed. Because of faith, Enoch walked with God. Because of faith, Noah was moved with fear. Later, Abraham obeyed the call of God and journeyed by faith. Moses would not have known a Pharaoh's granddaughter or grandson. His faith would not permit it. Faith gave some the courage to die for what they knew was right. They bravely encountered and endured persecution, even torture. The world was not worthy of them. They made good grades on God's report card. However, it takes the church to complete their experience only by joining with the church in New Jerusalem. Will they finally be complete by going on and maintaining your faith? I hear God saying, buy the truth and sell it not. And so we as children of God, you cannot sell out that which you know to be true in and through the things of God. Again, it is your faith that will birth it out. It is your faith that will bring it to pass as you are believing and trusting God. Don't look at the roadblocks. Don't look at the things that are hindering. Looking at all of the worldly systems. But you put your trust and your faith and your confidence totally and completely in the power, here it is, the power of God, in the name of Jesus. Put your faith in the word of God. Put your faith in the blood of the Lamb, the spotless Lamb, Yeshua. Put your faith in Jesus Christ, the one who died for us, and watch him bring it all to pass on your behalf. Truly, he is able to do it on behalf of his people. Remember, he is able to do. When the enemy said that it can't be done, you must repeat in your mind, he is able to do it. He is able to do it. And the more you begin to look at the impossible, this is how you break down the mountains that are stand in your way. When you look at it, mounting up, you say, he is able to do it. God is able to do it. Your hands may be tied. Your money may be short. Your body may be wrecked with pain. But you got to still open your mouth and declare, he is able. He's able to do it on behalf of his people. And so I pray that your faith is stirred on today. And whatever you have need of, you must begin to look at it and approach it with God is able to do it. And once you begin to approach it with God is able, because now you are declaring out of your mouth that your faith is in the ability, in the power, the creative power of God to bring it to pass on your behalf. I had a young lady who was telling me that they were believing God, and they kept telling me, they said, I'm believing God to bless me with a Mercedes. I'm believing God, and she begins to say, Daddy, thank you for my Mercedes. She'll get up every day and begin to say, Daddy, thank you for my Mercedes. You are my father, and I am your daughter, and I'm your spoiled daughter. I'm your daughter who loves you and things. Thank you, God, for my Mercedes. And I tell you, they called me, and they said, I'm going to pick up my Mercedes because my father has done this for me, because they put their trust not in their income, not in what they could see, but in the outcome. And that was the outcome of Jesus Christ, who did it on her behalf, because she put her trust, her faith, and her confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so I come to say it on today, that you must put your trust and confidence in the power of God. And I remember when my husband laid on that floor fighting for his life, August the 11th, 2006, how the adversary was fighting him. I put my trust and confidence in the precious name of Jesus. I took that dunamis power and called on the name of Jesus. And I literally seen it with my own eyes, God raising him up from that attack from the adversary. I literally seen life and death, the gray matter fighting over him, the grayness coming into his face. I seen it with my own eyes, but I told the devil in his face, you shall not and you will not prevail. I call life in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I tell you, according to my faith, so be it unto me. God literally raised my husband up. And I said, God, I don't want no abnormalities. I spoke to the crown of his head down to the sole of his feet. I spoke to the musculoskeletal system. I spoke to the respiratory system. I spoke to the integumentary system. I spoke to every system in his body. And I decree it to function like the proper way that the Lord Jesus had ordained before the 2,000 years ago. I called it in back into a being, in and through and by the power of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm coming to tell you, God is able. Open your mouth and declare it. Go out the door. Open your window and declare it. Call it in. Watch God call. Bring it in. Watch the angels get up and go get it for you and bring it in. You, according to your faith, so be it unto you. God will do it. I was away not too long ago, and I was in a place, and they were getting ready to go on this other little trip or tour, and I did not have the money. And I told God in that room that night, I said, God, I said, Lord, I would love to go, but you know, Father, I don't have the money to go. But I tell you, lo and behold, that morning, I told my father, even when I was leaving that room, I said, Father, again, I would love to go, but Lord, I don't have the money, and I'm not going to worry about it. I'm just going to believe you, God. And things, even if you don't, amen. And I went on about my merry way. And I tell you, child of God, God opened a profound door of making a way out of no way and allowing me to go on that glorious and beautiful trip and things. I tell you, God, on that tour that everyone else was going on, I tell you, God is able. He's able. Whatever you have need of, whatever mountain that seems too high, whatever valley that you are dealing with, whatever Goliath that you're dealing with, whatever that you are dealing with today, I want you to look it in his face from the depth of your soul, begin to say, God is able. God is able. He said he's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think of, according to the power, oh, there's a power variating. According to the power that worketh within you, you just go take your faith and bring it in. That's your purchasing power in heaven. Just tell God, God, I know you're able. God, I know if you can create this world, put the moon in the socket, put the sun in the place, I know you can do it, God. I'm trusting you. Even Sarah, who laughed in her tent about the promise that was going to be brought to her, she laughed. But then she turned around and said, I judge you faithful. God, I judge you faithful. And when you don't have the faith to believe it, you can stand in the patriarch. You can stand in the face of Sarah and begin to say, God, just like Sarah said, oh, God, I judge you faithful. So borrow her testimony and begin to just say, God, I judge you faithful. You will do it. You will make the way. You will open the door and watch God bring it totally and completely to pass on your behalf. Oh, I pray that you have blessed on today. I pray that you are strengthened today. I pray that the faith that you have down in your bosom, in your heart, in your mind, will raise up and rot it for you in spite of what you feel. I want to pray with you, and I want to pray the prayer of faith with you. Father, we come right now tonight, touch and agree in the name of Jesus with the radio land on today all around the world, God. All those that are listening right now and those that will listen later, I pray and I touch and agree right now that you, Lord, will stir their faith, that all the doubt that tried to come in, oh, God, that you will just allow their faith to raise up and walk that thing and to speak it forth into pass by the power that's in the Holy Ghost. God, you are able. You got all power in your hand, not a weapon that has been formed on the face of this earth in hell that can prosper. But Father, you said, Lord, you sent your word and it healed them. You said, according to their faith, so be it unto them. Lord, I speak to their faith. I speak a release right now. Oh, grab it right there, child of God. Your faith right now to do it. That book to be birthed forth. That business to be birthed forth. The car to come forth. Your family member that need to be saved to be brought back forth, that backslider to come home, that business that needs that money to go to the next level. I call it forward in the name of Jesus. The ministry that God's birthing in your bosom to come forward in the name of Jesus, it shall come forth. God said for us to remember not the former thing. God, we cast the former things out of our mind. We cast the former thing out of our thoughts, God, that this new thing can spring forth and that our mind can comprehend and attain to what you want to do as our faith would speak it forth and allow it to happen in the life of your people. Oh, child of God, this is our prayer, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I want to admonish you before I leave the air. Don't go back to the former thing and the former way of thinking. Don't go back to that. Go back in your mind and let it spring forth. God, I'm going to believe you that you will do it, and I'm going to walk in according to your will. Lord, so be it unto me that you, God, could be glorified in my life. And once you begin to walk in that realm, you're going to be seeing the miraculous and the wonders and the miracles of God taking place in and through your life. Father, we thank you, oh God, for this cast today. We thank you for every one of our listeners and the stirring of their faith that it is possible for them to attain that which you have called them to attain. And we thank you, dear God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Remember, if you don't have it, God got it. And you are just one prayer and one question away from your miracle. All you need to do is ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be open unto you. Child of God, God is able. If you've thrown in that towel, if you turned your back, I command you on this day to go get that towel. Get up and go back down on your knees in prayer. Get up out of that spirit of doubt and go down in faith, trusting and believing that God will, and shall do it on your behalf. I pray that you have been blessed on today of having this victorious living through the Word of God, being empowered from biblical lessons and principles as we explored the theological implications and contextualizing the relevancy of your life today. Truly, God is great, and he's greatly to be praised. Bye-bye.